Well, thank you, Senator. Look, I know that last week the Director of National Intelligence, former General Clapper, the Director of the CIA, former General Petraeus, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Dempsey, plus Secretary Panetta, all testified in front of other committees here in the Senate that it is the conclusion of our Intelligence Committee that the Iranians have not yet made the decision to produce a nuclear weapon. Now, the explanation that I think came from those very credible sources, patriots all, is that there's a continuing debate going on inside the Iranian regime, and it's an especially complicated debate for anybody on the outside, and I dare say some people who are on the inside, to understand, because there is a lot of power struggle going on. There are personality clashes. The supreme leader, who is the head of the clerical presence institutionally within Iran, the Revolutionary Guard and the Quds Force, the parliament and the president, we just get a lot of static in intelligence reporting and analysis from not just our own sources but international sources. So I think there is a debate. There's no doubt they're pursuing nuclear power. They have a right under the NPT as a signatory to pursue peaceful civil nuclear power, and there is no doubt that a lot of what has been discovered by the IAEA points in the direction of a nuclear weapons program, and there is no doubt that they raise all kinds of suspicions by, putting a lot of their work and their nuclear program into very remote, inaccessible places, and recently denying the IAEA the right to investigate. So I think it's understandable, Senator, why you and why millions of people who are concerned and worried about this are trying to discern what they want and what they're trying to achieve. And that's one of the reasons why I support our dual track of intense pressure and of being willing to engage, because I want to gather as much information, not only about actions, but about intentions. And we have very deep ongoing consultations with Israel, with the Gulf Arabs, with the Europeans, with others. There isn't anybody of any stature in the world, in any government, that really is not concerned about what the Iranians are doing.